Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. We the real rock stars, and I'm the biggest of all. I just told you who I thought I was. A guy.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
I've been trying to make you love me, but everything I try just takes you further from me.
You really tried to stick that.
Different type of rules that we obey. Yay, 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 season, nigga, we obey. We all born to die, nigga, D-O-A. Niggas say they a hero. I don't see no cape.
Don't do this, Rob.
I don't see no, yeah, I don't see no, If I wasn't shining so hard, it wouldn't be no shade. Buck weak ass nigga, it's gonna be okay.
Why would you take the shots in the beginning, Rob? Why couldn't you wait a bit?
What you mean?
I know what that line means.
What does that line mean?
You just continuing your... How many episodes are we into your beef with J. Cole?
Oh, so you knew J. Cole's buckwheat.
Of course I knew it was buckwheat. once he said if it wasn't a shot, oh, no, be no shade, I was like, okay, I know exactly who he's talking about, because the main person he's been complaining about shading him recently has been J. Cole. But fine, you know what? I mean, if you want a fire shot, if you're using buckwheat, That's a low blow. You said you're not just coming at J. Cole anymore. Now you're coming at Whoopi. Now you're coming at the whole He-Man Woman Haters Club. And
how you coming at Whoopi?
That's Buckwheat's mom.
Come on, man. He ain't talking about the update, dog. First of all, it's a reference to an Eddie Murphy character. You know what I'm saying? Buckwheat grown up. Buckwheat sings. Looking, putting up in all the wrong places. You know what I'm saying? To me, that's when I think of Buckwheat Ote. That's what I think of. And you know what I'm saying? Or maybe just the original Little Rascals, but either way, you know, we have a current rapper who doesn't comb his hair, but hey,
you don't comb dreads. What's up, everybody? This is the Bookie A Podcast. I'm Chris Daniels
here with Rob.
What?
Rob Hayes here.
What, man?
The NAACP was critical of the Little Rascals for their depiction of buckwheat and how they depicted black people. But we're going to get into more controversial depictions of black people.
Oh, man. What a segue. What a segue.
So, about 2 hours after we recorded the last episode, Pusha T on his SoundCloud dropped a song.
The story of Adidon.
The beat of the story of OJ.
Before you even listen to it,
the video of the story of OJ, you see this image that
I thought was Photoshopped. First of all, when I first saw it, I was like, well, no way is that the case.
You did. And I kept seeing this image on Instagram, not realizing it was Drake. I just thought it was like a Google image. Really? And then when I finally saw it on the computer and saw them eyebrows through the makeup, I was like, oh, wow. Like, that's really great.
Those are really his eyebrows. Super fucking embarrassing. I mean, like, before you even heard the song, you're like, oh, no. Like, that's already, like, you thinking, like, this is, like, a low blow. Because, first of all, if I think he made it himself, I'm not even thinking it's really him. But first of all, it's just like, oh, shit, he's about to go hard on him. And the song itself is just, where Drake wasn't mean, Pusha was just like, I'll slice you like in the nastiest ways possible.
First of all, before we even get to the song, I don't even know if I could ever get past this image. Like, this picture is pretty, just like, how have we not seen this? How did it take us over 10 years to see this? How did Meek Mill not have this picture?
Yeah, somebody on that team is lacking.
How did this, in the era of Instagram, we were all, remember when he wore the Dada outfit with the Timbs on? We was all passing around, putting him in every situation. That was the most damaging thing at that time that could have happened to Drake. And look at this. Like, look at it. Like, it's hard for me to even look at that picture. Like, and in his statement that he made, and, you know, a lot of the stuff that people are defending him, like your boy the Samurai came to his defense. And
Lupe was just trying to Fiasco. Pick. I don't think he wasn't defense, man. He was trying to pick context behind it.
Yeah, but see, Drake is Canadian. And the guys that made Two Black Guys are Canadian. So their connection to American history, it might not be the same connection that we have to American
history.
It might not be
the same, Drake, but if you know history, you do know that Canada played an important part in, we'll say, definitely in abolition. Like, we do know.
Yeah, no, of course.
Like, I mean, that's true.
But did it play a part in vaudeville? Did it play a part in minstrel shows? Did it play a part in the fact that, like, and some people are like, well, you could do that if you black. He's black. It's okay. He did it. But it's like, do y'all realize that some black people were forced? Like, that's the only way they could perform was in blackface. Like, first it was white people performing in blackface. Then it was like, you know, the only way black people could perform is if they performed in blackface. Like, this was like, you know, marketing. This was, you know, if you watch The Story of Apu, you know, Whoopi Goldberg has a collection of blackface. Like, there's a whole thing with blackface, and it's very touchy. If you ever seen the movie Bamboozled, you know, like, it's a touchy and serious thing. That, you know, Drake trying to be deep as a child, as a young adult did, and
I think there's a reason it didn't come out yet.
It's way heavier than anything that's discussed on The Story of Adidon.
I mean, that's fair. I think when it comes to blackface, and I've talked to a few people about this, is basically because you just mentioned Bamboozled. So Drake is not the first one to try to make some kind of statement. I don't care what kind of statement you're trying to make. And using blackface as your means of trying to express it. The thing is, that's like a landing, like you can't stick.
It's a clear satire.
His photo shoot was satire?
I've seen both pictures. We don't know based on these two photos. That's what I'm saying.
All I'm saying is like, he was trying to do something. And obviously somebody knew he didn't stick the landing, which is why none of us have seen this.
But also, I mean, like, I remember when that Jim Crow collection came out with Two Black Guys. And I remember that was like Two Black Guys was around during the streetwear boom, where everybody was going to streetwear, where people were like leaving the malls and starting to, you know, go to boutiques, and Crooks and Castles was real popular. You know, people couldn't get their hands on Supreme, but they were definitely interested. Stussy, you know, A Bathing Ape, Billionaire Boys Club, like Two Black Guys, Mishka, there was a lot of brands, Lamar and Dolly, there was a lot of brands, but Two Black Guys was in that mix. And I remember when that Jim Crow collection came out, a lot of people stopped paying attention to them, especially like in the States, you know. And I mean, they have a long history of hip hop. They, you know, they gave jerseys to Mary J. Blige back in the day. Like, you know, they've been in hip hop since the 90s, but the Jim Crow collection, it was caused people to look at it very weird, because the way they treat black history and black culture is from an outsider's perspective. So they don't even understand that putting Jim Crow on a shirt is not gonna like it's not a way of, you know, getting history out there and letting people know about history, but, you know, almost makes people feel like the opposite, like you're trying to make money off of, you know, the way that
we were treated,
the way that we were, and like putting, you know, Brown versus the Board of Education on a shirt with a picture of Bobby Brown on it. I don't know what that does. I don't know why they did that, you know, but it was during that era with, you know, the retro kids. Everybody was like into the 80s. Everybody had Big Daddy Kane on their stuff, Public Enemy on their stuff. But you put Bobby Brown on a shirt that says Brown versus the Board of Education, you are playing with history.
I mean, maybe that's the reason.
It's just one of those things.
Maybe that ties into why you didn't, like, nobody has seen this, but I mean, we got to understand it's been done by the part of us this podcast is about, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying some people feel a certain way about
what?
I'm saying, like, that's like there's elements of that have also been tried and used in that method has been used literally by Kanye West before himself. When you talk about, like, some people feel the way when they see
Kanye wore blackface.
I'm not talking about him wearing blackface. I'm saying the method. I'm talking about when Kanye was out in a Confederate flag shit. Some people feel a certain way about it. Some people do feel a way about it. The same way he wears the MAGA hat and is like, nah, I'm gonna switch it up. I'm gonna make it nice now. Now it's good. And some people feel a certain way about that too. I'm not saying it's on the same level or anything. It has the same exact roots. I'm just saying we've seen people trash it like that before. Drake and the people he's worked with probably checked it early and thought that, you know, this was going to be a dead issue, and it's not now.
Yeah, and I feel like part of his statement that was really flawed when he was talking about
that was a weak ass statement. Weak.
And it's like, yo, you Canadian. If you was, you know what I'm saying, if you was American, I don't think you would have ever even thought to do this.
I think the issue is that he was talking about, like, black actors specifically and the struggle of black actors. And I was like, I don't remember hearing Drake say anything about black actor anything.
Not ever. Only that, he said 2007, Push is saying that he pushed a year back. 2007, he was with Trey Songz making Replacement Girl. You were a musician in 2007. Don't make it seem like you didn't have a video on television in 2007, because you definitely did.
Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody.
That aside, yeah. Drug dealing aside, ghost riding aside, let's have a heart to heart about Drake's pride, because this song, yo, Pusha, like we, you know, what's so funny is how much I had to switch my Twitter name when we dropped, like when we recorded the episode, Aubrey's Pen. That was my fake name on Twitter. And then the minute the story of Added On dropped, I had to change my name to something. Because
that's how good it was.
I can no longer be Aubrey's Pen in this situation. And we have not heard from Aubrey's Pen since.
I don't think we will. Apparently it's dead. As far
now,
as
now, did you know about the baby? Did you know that?
Here's the thing:
Drake had a baby.
I'd seen like news articles. I feel like over a year ago when it was, but it was multiple women saying like Drake was the father of some kid, and it was like, oh, Drake's paying people to shut up or whatever. And I was like, all right, well, it's kind of like not unusual. It's celebrity shit, and also it's like, you know, not verified or whatever. But I didn't know that there was a confirmed kid. I'm not even sure there still is. But so far, people have put together enough clues. And the story wasn't big enough to, and the fact that it's presented to you this way, that's what makes it, like, so disrespectful.
The masses really did not know. You know, it's like, it's crazy how, like, you know, like if you were paying attention to the blogs, the gossip sites, you knew that something was up, something was going on, but...
But he's not just saying like, yo, you got a kid. He's like, you were hiding a kid. You're like, you were ashamed and you were a shitty dad. That's like what he's putting out there.
Yeah. Like, okay, this is the thing. Drake with the Virgil thing, he might have took some liberties. Mm-hmm. Also, later I realized that when he said, don't listen to Denim or Steve, that's Denim Tears. That's a dude. That was the line of Kanye when he's talking, you know, that's the dude that was, we got the conspiracy theory about, you know, the Eddie Kaufman thing. But anyway, yeah, we still don't know. Maybe next week we'll find out what's going on with that. But okay. So in this rap, Pusha goes at his mom, saying his mom, you know, ain't never never, you know, could find love. Then he goes at his dad that left him. He called him a deadbeat. The baby is 6 months old. The baby was born in October. It's the first beat. How he a deadbeat?
I was like, you didn't even finish off his dad.
Hair texture.
He called his dad just fucking Steve Harvey suit wearing. He clowned his suits, doc.
Yeah, and I don't understand why. Do y'all understand? Yeah, but I don't understand. Steve Harvey don't wear suits like that anymore. I don't know if y'all been paying attention. Do y'all, if y'all watch the Steve Harvey show, Steve Harvey don't wear suits like that anymore. And we need to stop disrespecting Steve Harvey for what he did in the past. Everybody has a past, okay? You know what I'm saying? Steve Harvey suits is not as bad as blackface.
It's a weird hill to die on. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody has a past. And I just don't think it's fair to Steve Harvey to drag him into this.
You just saying that because Kanye will be on Family Feud at the end of the week.
And Kanye is going to be on Family Feud. You know what I'm saying? I love the Feud. I can't wait. Like, that commercial came on 73 times in one commercial break during the NBA Finals. And I enjoyed it 72 of those times. The 73rd time, I was like, all right, get the game back. But, you know, I'm just glad they stopped playing all that J. Cole during the NBA Finals. That's neither here nor there.
Oh, it's very much here.
He talked about his hair texture.
Oh, yeah, his wouldn't grow a fro because it wasn't napping up. That was rough, yeah, man. He's just playing with, you know, all those little insecurities. These are the things that makes me upset because I don't think we're going to get a response. No, that's not even the worst thing. The worst thing is you went at 40. That's the worst thing by far.
Why?
What are you talking about? He's got like a life-crippling disease.
Here's the thing. Okay. Did Jay-Z ever go at Ron Brown's?
Mm.
No. And his calling card was Ether Boy. Ether Boy! Like, he was eaten off the fact he made the Ether beat. Jay-Z never went at him. Okay? Did Nas ever go at Kanye? No. Freaking Drake went at Kanye for producing Infrared. Right or wrong? Probably went harder.
I don't think he went exactly at him for producing Infrared. I think he went at him because Kanye was a way to check Pusha T's hypocrisy, and also he put a lot of work in, obviously, with good music and Kanye specifically, and he feels like, yo, why are you just not checking this dude?
Who do you think EQ'd the Duppy freestyle? And who EQ's everything Drake touches?
You're missing a point though.
Who is in Wyoming with Drake?
What's your point?
Yeah, like okay. Some of these people online don't understand what OVO 40's role is in because they keep referring to him as Drake's friend and not Drake's engineer. Yes, they are friends, but he's the one when Drake takes these shots, he's the one that makes it pop off the record and make sure you can hear it clearly. The last thing you hear on back to back is 40's calling card. 6666. So when he says 40, hunched over like he's 80, tick, 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 how much time does he have? That man is 666. He's referencing 40's calling card, which we did not hear on the W freestyle. But if Drake would have responded and it would have been another back-to-back, if he would have hit him with another one because he didn't do anything about the other one, best believe you would have heard 40's calling card on the end of it. Best believe that.
I'm not saying.
He had
saying,
to get rid
I'm
of 40 just so that 40 didn't dance on.
I still think it's kind of
Drake,
fucked up.
Drake made two birds, one stone, right?
Huh?
Drake made two birds, one stone, right?
I'm not saying that. Saying that Drake ain't also had faults before. I know about the Kid Cudi situation. I'm just saying.
That's the other bird. Push is one of the birds. The other bird on the song, he was made fun of for having mental problems.
Look, as far as if you want to go, how hard can you go? I don't know.
That's Pusha, the other bird.
I'm just saying the most fucked up thing he said.
Pusha got hit by a stone that crossed the line. Pusha got hit by, technically, the name of the song is Two Birds, One Stone. That stone crossed the line and hit Pusha.
Stones.
So he saw it cross the line.
Well,
that's the name of the song.
Well, apparently it's over now.
You can't compete with somebody that called themselves the devil. Once Pusha T called himself the devil, it was like, ooh, this is not going to get, you know, this is not going to get any better.
This is not going to veer.
I don't know what surgical summer means, but
I think that just meant he was ready.
If he needs a scalpel, I'll pass it to him. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get sliced up in this. I would like to apologize for
just imagine just robbing an OR with Pusha T. Scalpel Rob got the mask on. Pass it.
Yeah. Oh no. Is that good or bad? I don't know. Wait. Is he gonna make it? Yeah.
Oh man.
All right. Deal with these people who are critical of people going to Wyoming.
Who's critical?
Nobody was forced to go to Wyoming.
It was definitely in some people's best interest.
I don't understand why people are mad at Chris Rock and Nas and Teyana Taylor and, you know, Big Boy for going to Wyoming. They chose to go to Wyoming. They chose to miss game one. It's game one. Nobody can win the series in game one. Maybe they didn't want to see game one.
I'm not sure. Are people really like that pissed that people went? I'm not.
People are. Michael Rappaport.
We gotta stop listening to Michael Rappaport. We gotta stop listening to Michael Rappaport, man.
We do.
His time has passed.
We do. The time that of hip hop that he loves, he did not have a voice during that time. The time that he over romanticizes, nobody was checking for what Michael Rappaport had to say in the time that he loved so much. 2000, back when, you know, stuff was rough and, you know, they didn't call fouls in the playoffs and DMX was popping. Nobody was worried about what Michael Rappaport, was probably playing a cop in a movie, had to say about hip-hop at all.
I'm fine with Michael Rappaport, you know, on Atypical. That's a fine show. I'm not sure if he got a second season.
Clickbait, bro. Ebro. Ebro said that the album was trash, but then also said he didn't listen to it.
Did he say
so
it was
how
trash?
The album trash that you didn't listen to?
I watched him talk about it. He was playing it on the radio.
He was playing it on the radio. That was the day of. Then Monday he said it was trash. He said that, you know, Daytona was great, but Kanye's album was trash. Then there's a bunch of people that's like, Daytona was great, but, you know, Ye was trash. All right. So,
I'm not worried about the live stream.
Did you watch the live stream?
All right. So, live stream, I saw like the end of it. I saw like the last few minutes, and I'm not even sure I saw the first one. I think I saw like when it repeated. I think because I was at J Electronica's show, and I was watching, it was the finals, and I was at.
What was he talking?
Oh, J Electronica. I didn't know how J Electronica came out. First of all, it came out drunk, late. And the first thing he talks about is like, yeah, he's like, I'm in New York City. Yeah, I know the government tore down old towers. I'm like, what the fuck? he's a full on conspiracy theorist with this 9/11 shit. And it was like to kids, he probably was like barely, some people probably wasn't even born yet. He's just full on like, yeah, 9/11 was it. That was like the first thing he said. Like, I'm happy to be here. Y'all let me spit my bars. 9/11 was an inside job. Let's get into it. That's how J Electronica starts the show. And I'm not sure he did more than like four songs. He did a lot of acapella stuff. He did like two songs off of Eternal Sunshine. He did some verses.
All right, man. Don't nobody care about what J Electronica was talking about on Thursday, man. Hey, Wyoming. All right, live stream. I missed it. I was stuck in the airport all day. All right, it was my birthday. That's not what I wanted to be doing. I only saw part of the overtime. I missed the whole game.
Overtime was trash.
I missed the live stream. Yo, you don't know that while it's happening. You know what I'm saying? You don't know overtime's going to be bad. I didn't even know it was in overtime. I was like, oh, they're still playing. That's great.
We're not here to talk about the game.
We're not going to talk about the game. But the next morning, I did get to listen to the album. Now, what did you think of the album cover?
I didn't really.
Or what did you think of what you saw in the live stream? We didn't even really get to the live stream.
I mean, what I saw in the live stream was like the end of Ghost Town. It was like everybody was just you know, they were just vibing. It was just people, and it's like I'm kind of like in and out between like focus on what people are doing and what I'm hearing. And it was just like a moment. Yeah. Because I wasn't in it all the whole time. I felt like I wasn't really like as part of it as I should have been. So I really waited till like I got the listens in.
It felt a lot like the stream of the Life of Pablo album.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the thing where it feels like, all right, we had these listening parties, but I don't understand why people are so upset by him like having it in Wyoming. He had to do something different. He just did Madison Square Garden. What's bigger than Madison Square Garden? Outside.
Yeah, he wanted to listen.
That's the only thing you can do after you do Madison Square Garden. All right, we got to do this next one outdoors.
I maintain that Kanye watches Wild Wild Country, and he's trying to be like the bad one. That's basically what it is. He got a bunch of people to come out to my show outside just to listen to him. That's pure Rajneesh.
What did you think of the merch?
The merch was tight. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know about the hat, but that
you
shirt.
Drop any of it?
Huh? Hell no. I mean, nah. I'm pretty sure it sold out immediately. I ain't get none of it. I didn't even look at the prices.
It was still available the next day.
I wasn't. I mean, I'm assuming that it shit was sold out and too expensive. I wasn't even trying to entertain it. But did I like it? I like what Kanye had on. Yeah, I like that shirt he had on.
The hoodie or the airbrush shirt?
The airbrush shirt.
Oh yeah, man! You can get somebody to airbrush you a shirt, dog. All you gotta do is go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can do that at the mall.
A lime green shirt. I don't know where their malls are in New York, but yeah, you can get that somewhere. Maybe in Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit. Everybody Detroit got an airbrush Aaliyah shirt. Everybody.
All right.
What?
The album cover, clearly they spent too much money on pushing the album cover, so the rest of the covers might be from an iPhone. But it's a beautiful picture. It's a dope picture. But they were like, Kim was like, Kanye took this picture on the way to the album listening. It was like, yes, he did, because he was not going to spend another $85,000.
I guess so. I mean, it's a good picture.
Selfie stick.
It is
a good picture.
It's like, oh, this is, you know, it was a good phone. That's all I could say about it. It looks like if somebody was to Google Wyoming, they would use that photo to show you what Wyoming would look like.
It does make me feel like, okay, Kanye doesn't need a crazy album cover because y'all gonna check out Kanye anyway. Like Daytona needed that album cover for attention. Kanye has plenty of ways to get attention. He doesn't need his album cover for attention. Kid Sea Ghost might need Takashi Murakami for attention. I don't know what the plan is for Nas and, you know, and Teyana Taylor, but I feel like those
I feel like Nas
are,
can handle his own album covers. I mean, yeah.
Nah, I feel like Ye's gonna do the cover. Who knows? You know? Who knows what it's gonna be?
I mean, we don't got long to wait. Can we just talk about the album? Because I feel like we've been holding this off for too long. We're 30 minutes in.
Come on, man. You don't want to talk about the real beef that Pusha T's about to get in?
The real beef? What are you talking about?
When Bobby Brown makes his diss track.
Come on, man. You just talking.
You already know it's coming. Come on, too hot to handle, too cold to hold, man. Come on, man. You know, Bobby Brown gonna show up with a proton pack to the back, man. Come on. You already know, man. He said he gonna slap Kanye. Kid see Ghost. Bobby Brown is a certified Ghostbuster. I'm just saying, y'all better shoot. In a New York getting bored.
You can tell he's waiting.
Ja Rule keeps tweeting. Ja Rule keeps tweeting.
No, we gotta stop. We gotta stop letting Ja Rule think he didn't lose. Whatever, whoever is telling him that he didn't lose needs to be honest with Ja Rule.
Hey, everybody's like, oh, yeah. Somebody need to get Kanye's phone out of his hands. No, somebody need to get Ja Rule's phone out of his hands. Y'all know this. Kanye has been real calm ever since that Roseanne thing went down. Kanye's been like, you know what? I'm going to chill. All this beef is bad. Let's stop with the beef. All right, let's talk about the album. The album, yay. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we on the right track. You know what I'm saying? These other podcasts, for some reason, they are references to collaborative albums. I don't know how you could be a podcast about an individual and your whole name of your podcast is a reference to an album he did with another person. I would listen to that podcast thinking they were going to talk about Jay-Z half the time. But anyway.
Man, you got two. You keeping two beefs alive, Rob.
What you mean?
I'm just saying, man.
I'm just saying.
Make sure your hands ain't too full.
I'm just saying. How many weeks called Ye? Kanye said Ye means us. We the book of us. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You know, before we was like obscure reference. Now we, you know, all this does is legitimize our name even more. Like, oh yeah, the book of Ye. We have chronicled everything leading up to this album. We started right after the life of Pablo because people want to create narratives. And now, you know, we chronicled everything that has come, every event that has happened leading up to this album. All the trips to Wyoming, you know what I'm saying? All the events. I don't know, man. I thought about killing this podcast, man. And I love this podcast way more than I love you.
Wait, what? All right.
So you know what that means. He wrote tell on me, the cover, tell me, I hate being
tell me you wasn't worried when you first heard that. Like, what's your first thought when you hear today? I seriously thought about killing you. I was like, oh shit. What's going on, man?
It was the intro though. It captivated me. I was already in, and then it kind of like shook me up a little bit. You know, like I feel like it's another on-site moment, and it, you know, it definitely like turns some people off. Those are the type of people we don't want you. If you don't like on-site, you definitely
did,
not gonna like.
You did say that it's gonna be one of those ones where like people go, you go be in. Are you gonna be out? And that's basically how it's gonna start. And it really did start like
that.
Yeah.
I love the way it starts because it's like weed y'all out. Weed all of y'all out. You ain't like Say Will, you ain't like On Site. You definitely not gonna like I Thought About I'm Killing You. You're not even gonna make it to the rapping part. You ain't even gonna make it to the rap.
Yeah,
you ain't even gonna make it to the drum.
I think I remember when I first heard it, I was like, okay, what's going on? And then I thought back before he got more into it, I thought that this might have been around when he still thought that the album cover was going to be, remember it was going to be the Dr. Hop raid on his mom?
Oh.
I thought that that's where
that's
he was going.
That's an excellent point.
I kind of moved between, see, when I thought that, then it got more personal to me. And then I thought, well, it could also be, I feel like this song itself is like a conversation or at least an examination of like his bipolar sides. So I think it probably leans more to that in actuality, but I could totally see the other meaning too.
Yeah.
I love the first song. That's the thing that when I feel like it kind of worried me. I was like, man, this first song, I know everybody's talking about, you know, like Ghost Town and a couple other songs, probably more, but this one, I don't know. I feel like this is the one that screenshots exactly what you need to grasp. Or like, okay, this is what it's like to be a bipolar Kanye West.
Also, I felt like he was thinking about 444.
Yeah.
Kill Jay-Z, you know, but it's like, it's more realistic. It's more like, you know, best believe I thought about killing you. I thought about killing myself. And I love myself way more than I love you.
Like, I think when he's like, I done had a bad case of too many bad days. Like, that's like actual, like, bipolar people say that all the time. And it's like, you have your, like, the good days and your bad days. And you can tell. And he goes from that, and like, how he's talking about that flow to when he goes from, when he of course goes to your fucking favorite diss, this fucking victim ever. When he goes from that.
Yay seasoning.
Yeah, that's the high. That's what I'm saying. He goes from the low to the high, and it's like, oh shit, this is all of it in one song.
Okay, how you gonna hate? We go way back to when I had braids, you had a wave cap.
I thought that was Rhyme Fest.
Is that Rhyme Fest or is that Jay-Z?
I mean, I don't know, because I feel like, all right, so I feel like if you go operate under what he said, where he's like, the TMZ interview happened. Then he goes back. He's like, I'm redoing all of it. I'm focusing on all the words to get those sound bites. He specifically said he wanted those sound bites that y'all love so much. I feel like the most recent one, I don't think Jay-Z's been recent, though. I don't think he's that recent enough. I feel like this is, that's what he's got. I feel like it's only him. I don't think Jay-Z is at least in line for this song. That's just me, though. It's been fairly quiet for like,
I don't know.
It could be, but he's like, I'm just saying, like, what's the last thing you heard Jay-Z saw anything like same thing negative about Kanye?
Yeah, but I'm saying you gotta meet a sub with a sub. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Pablo, Kanye, you know, I skip leg day, you know, all chest, no legs. Then next thing you know, Jay-Z talking about how, you know, you should have been doing leg day, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, you gotta meet a sub with a sub. That's what I'm saying.
I can see it.
Still. They do go way back. They both go way back. I think a lot of these is like, you know how when Batman hits a henchman, knocks both their heads together? That's what a lot of these are. A lot of these are like, yeah, it could be about Cole, but it could be about Drake. You know what I'm saying? It could be about Ron Fest, but it could be about Jay-Z. I ain't gonna say who it's about. Love everyone. But just know, I'm talking about somebody.
Hey, man, you got to quit it with all these fucking, like, Batman references, dog. We don't really want to hear any of your comic book superhero shit. Just talk about the music, man. We ain't here for all that.
Oh, for real? That's how we going to do it? The man says superhero, I don't see no cape. All right? So it applies.
Okay, I'll remember this for next time.
And later he say he got a superpower. So what you talking about?
That's next song.
I'm always on task, bro.
We on the next song. All right, what do you think of Yikes?
Yikes.
Oh, that's your response?
I feel like Yikes was like, I don't know, I feel like if Ye is in a bubble, it is, you know, maybe this song, you know, on a more deeper level is to create a juxtaposition on the album between this and the violent crimes, but I don't know. This is the type of this is my least favorite song on the album. I don't understand why it's charting the highest.
I think it's charting the highest because of the, like, I mean, starting with the beat. The beat is great. I think.
Oh, wait. No. I'm tripping. You know what? I'm thinking about All Mine.
Oh, yeah, I hate All Mine.
No. This one went. I'm tripping. Yeah,
this is the one with Russell Simmons wanna pray for me too. I'ma pray for him because he got me too. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, this is that song. This song is like the one as far as like, okay, a lot of people saying like, man, it's only like Don't Nothing Knock. This song knocks.
This song definitely knocks. Okay. Hey, also, is Kanye the first black person ever to do DMT?
I don't know.
Definitely the first rapper. He's the first rapper ever to talk about DMT.
I don't know. I feel like somebody did a song with Madonna.
DMT, huh?
Somebody must have did a song with Madonna. I don't know. She talks about it a lot.
No. Oh, that's MDMA. I'm talking about DMT. I'm talking about that stuff. I'm talking about this stuff where he be saying he see like a purple octopus lady and she tell him about his subconscious. I'm talking about that. Wow. I'm talking about like deep psychedelics. Like, it's like, oh, that's why you went to Wyoming. Oh, that's what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You on that. This, like, to me, that explained everything. It explained everything. The sevens, everything. It was like, oh, he found all this on DMT. Like, I don't know. To me, then he also said he was tweaking on 2CB, which is another psychedelic drug. I ain't even never heard of that one. I don't even know white people that do 2CB. I don't know what 2CB is.
A lot of these, I was just like, context clues.
I've only heard about DMT on the most trippy podcast, and they said, like, afterwards you feel like you're invincible. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do, like, nothing can break you. Nothing can stop you. Because you done seen the whole inside of yourself.
It makes sense. Because so, I think this is a continuation of the like if this is just me, if I go off the last song, I'm like, okay, that's showing you both sides of kind of the high and low, and this is like a continuation of the high that he was still riding at the end of the last song. He's just like, I'm just gonna keep the mania going for a bit, and this is like, as far as this is the hardest he probably goes on the whole album, and it's ratcheted up a bit.
Yeah.
Who you think he's all right, who you think he's talking to in the second verse? When he's like, 100 grand, make your best friends turn to ops. I hear y'all bringing up my name a lot. That one. Because somebody, somebody told me that was definitely Drake. Because remember when Pusha T said that he had 100K, that Drake had a 100K out looking for info to come at him with like the next diss track?
Yeah, but okay, this Pusha T tweet, you got 100K floating around for info. That tweet comes out like while the listening thing, I guess like 2 hours before the listening thing is going on.
That's a tweet though. We don't know who he knew about it.
Yeah, that's true.
And I guess this, I mean, I guess that could be another like Drake or Rhyme Fest. Maybe.
But yeah, this probably could be a Drake, but then also, you know, it also could be False Prophets. Y'all bringing up my name a lot.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of shots already.
See, y'all really shocked, but I'm really not. You know what I'm saying? But then I really don't like all this. I mean, girls, I took to the titty shop. Like,
I'm be honest. I'm gonna say overall on the album, probably the least appealing part is probably like Kanye rap. His lyrics are mostly like they're just not great. Like when you say like, okay, we did this in a month, or like a lot of us clearly was talking about shit that happened like a week ago, it's like I can kind of tell. Like the production and the vibe he was going for is more appealing to me than the lyrics. I'm not saying there's anything aggressively bad. Moments. Huh?
There's no shim, you know.
No, I don't
think
it's
like, all right, if Drake wrote on 30 hours, why he ain't finished writing it? If Drake wrote for Father Stretch My Hands, you mean Drake rhyme asshole with asshole? That's what I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? The songs they say Drake helped write. Well, he need to go get Quentin or somebody to help write, because I don't understand.
I just don't think I'm not like, the thing is like nothing's like overwhelmingly bad. Like we've heard bad stuff before. It's just like
we've heard bad stuff before. We've heard like him screaming on track before. I really didn't like the scream just because it plays into the caricature of him. You know, like the impression that Jay Pharoah does of him screaming all the time. And really, it's only a couple songs. Like Kanye really don't be screaming like that. You know what I'm saying? He ain't MJ.
I think that goes into when he was talking about like, I'm going to try to change the perception of crazy. When he's like, you can go back to earlier. All right, this is a response to this like TMZ thing. Y'all think, you know, Easy trolling OD. You know, he's like, y'all like, this is like some crazy high. And then he's just like, this scream is just like, y'all think it's scary. Then be scared. Then that's why. I mean, I think that's why he like does this, the scream, just to be like, y'all might get offended. Y'all might think I'm loud and something's wrong with me. But this is just me using my superpower. And I don't really know how the fuck to feel about that, honestly, because I'm like, I don't have bipolar disorder. I feel like that's more something that I would actually try to ask somebody who like goes through that shit day to day, because I'm not sure.
I talked to someone who goes through it, and they said that they have a connection to this album that I would never understand. Like basically saying that, you know, there's so many things in here. And it's like they feel, you know, understood. And it sucks when like people like on the Ebro in the morning this morning, they were talking about how, you know, you shouldn't use like mental illness as like a marketing scheme or to like excuse your actions. I don't think he ever did that. I don't ever think he said what he said on TMZ because he has bipolar. I think, you know, if anything, he said that was a good day.
Yeah.
If y'all would have caught me on a bad day, it would have been, you know, I would really literally be canceled. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, I think some of it, I think it's okay to be like, okay, some of this is still worrying to you. I think that's totally fair. I think I listen to some of this. I think I don't get all of it. The vibe that he's, the feeling that he's trying to exude, I get that completely.
I get it too. Yeah.
And at the same time, I know that it's unique more so to him and people who go through it on a day-to-day basis. And I would still, you know, you gotta, like, when somebody goes on like a radio interview and says like, hey man, you can't be using this for your art. But like, come on man, everybody uses everything that they got for their art all the fuck. Like, what else do you want people to use? You know?
Yeah.
If we were gonna be really serious, you know, you could say that about every fucking show that exists.
Golly, what? Some more of this bullshit ice rap. I gotta apologize to Mohsen Kweli. But is it wrong if I talk about gold, if I told you that I copied from Ghana and Mali? You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you started off by saying like, you know, I could be doing a regular run-of-the-mill rap, but you know, I'm not.
That's
you see who I run with.
So do we want to talk about All Mine? Since we both put it out there, we don't like
I like forcing Jeremiah to say Madubla Ablamgada. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never heard that in song.
Yeah, but that's just the water boy.
It's not really my favorite. It's not my favorite.
It's got like, you know, a good, like, it's just another good beat. And this is the one where it's like, yeah, okay, this part of your brain, I'm not really interested.
Well, see, here's the thing. It's like, you know, I've been fighting for the longest, the idea of Kanye being this misogynist and Kanye being this person with some sort of complex against black women. And Kanye doesn't help me out at all with this song. You know what I'm saying? I got to have a Naomi Campbell, might still want a Stormy Daniels. You know, like, hey, man, Pusha was over there slut-shaming Sophie. And now you out here talking about you want Stormy Daniels. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you got to back the boss up. I call that taking Corey Gamble's. No, man. Come on, man. Corey, come on. Don't name drop him. It's like, the biggest problem, the worst Kanye line I think I ever heard is almost got Tristan single. You got a ball like him or Kobe. You guarantee that bitch going to leave you. Like, if you don't ball like him or Kobe. First of all, Tristan don't ball like Kobe.
No.
Okay?
It's a very big gap between Tristan and Kobe. I saw Tristan Thompson do a post-up yesterday, and it was pathetic. On Klay Thompson.
Tristan played well yesterday.
What are you talking about?
Tristan played well.
They had him crying in the press conference. They literally asked him, hey, man, do you feel helpless when Steph Curry is out there? He was crying.
Hey, man. Hey, but Kobe won the GOATs.
Yeah, all right.
Shout out to LL Cool J for coming up with GOAT. A lot of people have been talking about the GOAT, but the only real GOAT is LL Cool J because he made it up. Before that, GOAT was the devil. He took the devil and turned it into something positive. We always got to give love. The ladies love Cool James Todd Smith for coming up with the GOAT. So shout out to you if you're listening. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Even the last line, he's like, I love your titties because they prove I can focus on two things at once. It's like,
I've outgrown these type of lines.
That's a perfect way to put it.
You know what I'm saying? There's lines like that on the College Dropout. You know what I'm saying? If you want to piss them off, give me some head. I can't remember. But, you know, they always had a PhD, a pretty huge dick. Yeah. Like, there was all, like, Kanye always had lines like that. Like, people who be trying to make stuff like that, like, see he's changed. It's like, no.
No, he's always had that in
same,
him.
But that's the same.
That ain't where we
want to go. That's the part
that
you can't laugh at. It's hard to laugh with him on stuff like that when it's like, we got stuff we got to address.
We only got seven tracks.
You know what I'm saying?
We only got seven tracks,
man. Come on, man.
I need you to focus on other things. Yeah, this is probably the one for the lyric. Like, yeah. I mean, the thing is, the beat is really good, but the lyrics for me on this one just don't do it. Nah. I can go to the next song.
No. Wait, that's Party Next Door on it?
Yeah, he's on like three songs on here.
Man, I thought that was Young Thug.
I thought Young... Wait, is Young Thug not on anything? I thought he was somewhere.
I don't know. Maybe he is. Maybe I'm just looking at a bad source.
There's a lot of people hidden. All right. We got to go to Wooden Leave. Party Next Door is on Wooden... he's on Wooden Leave. Which is another one. This song...
I love it.
This is... I'm not going to say nothing.
This song and the rest of that album is like A1 great Kanye. Like, this is what we want.
I don't all the way agree. I think I like the shift. This is where like the tone shift becomes, I think it's a beautiful shift. I think this is when probably I got disappointed that he didn't give us more with like maybe like the lyrics. So I get what he's like, the expression about his relationship with Kim and all that, but you know, if you're gonna come in and talk about, I say slavery was a choice, they say hi, yay. And then
why would he misquote himself? He said sounds like
shut you up, know. Man. I'm it's like, this is when I'm like, come on, like it wasn't just the TMZ interview. Like, we wanna know shit. We wanna know like how you got there. Not just like, I'm not talking about, I know you go see some shit like who dropped them off. I'm talking about like how, like mentally, like how'd you get to that point? And like where are you going with all this? And we didn't really get that at all. So I'm not even sure if I was just disappointed, like I just wanted more. I wasn't really disappointed in it. I just kind of wanted more.
I think, you know, I think that's almost trivial compared to the fact that, you know, I think where he was going and what he was getting at was lost. So how he got to the point where he spoke, you know, is not as important as like, you know, the fact that he to get his point across. He wasn't able to, you know, effectively say what he wanted to say, and the result affected, you know, the people close to him. He does delve into that. He's not like what y'all want. People want him to talk about, you know, people want an apology. People want a response. People want him to explain. That's not what this song is doing. This song is saying how those events affected him. I don't know if you're going to get the apology from Kanye that you want. I don't know if that's going to happen. But
I mean, I personally don't want,
you know,
an apology.
Don't feel bad if this is, because this is not an apology. What this is doing is saying, hey, like this hit home. You know, don't put it out there like, these people around me are the people who caused this.
I mean, you saying it hit home, and it's got like the perfect...
This is having a negative effect on them too.
Whoa, but he's... We talking about like, yo, my, you know, there's a smash of windows in my house, but you throwing the stones. And then it like ends... Even like, he makes it clear, like, I'm not trying to talk about it anymore. Because I get, yeah, what matters most to me is his wife. And the shit is fucking up here. I'm not gonna talk about it anymore because I'm not trying to bring this down.
I love the feel,
huh?
I love the feel.
I'm just saying, this is. I would chalk this up as a song that sounds and feels beautiful, but because of, yeah, maybe what I'm looking for more, and he ain't, and you know, that's not what he was aiming for at all. That's the only reason I was disappointed.
Yeah.
I do like the combination of him and Party and Ty Dolla Sign. They just sound good. Yeah. I think that's probably like, as far as like things I appreciate the most, because especially in like the next few songs, is the like the voices that he chooses to use on each song is that's A1. That's like,
I can't believe it's not Young Thug on this song.
Nah, man.
Yo, we never went chat by chat like this, but
nah,
we
man.
Never had no. For y'all, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, hey, we in the middle, man.
You know,
I just want to say, yo, we, hey, man, I'm excited, dog. You know what I'm saying? We got a brand new Ye album for y'all, and guess what? Next week we get another half a Ye album. You know what I'm saying? Cudi got a monologue in there, but still, all right.
We'll get to the preview of that later. We still got, what's the next one? We got
my favorite song
Slick Rick
on the album.
This your favorite song?
Come on, man. Yeah. Believe it or not.
Explain.
Believe it or not. This is my favorite song. Come on, man.
It's because of Charlie
Rick,
Wilson.
Charlie Wilson. Charlie Wilson to Slick Rick on anything, and I'm already like it. Point blank, period. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know why. I know why it's your favorite song. It's not even just that. It's because you get another J. Cole shot in here.
I'm not petty like that, dog.
Yes,
I'm not
petty
like that. My favorite rapper is rapping on this song. He's rapping. Like, it's not even about no shots. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. The man was spitting. He was going in. Like, the chorus is great. Like, I don't understand why this is, like, the lowest on the charts. If you on Spotify right now, click No Mistake.
I mean,
like, I don't understand. Like, this has to be charted hype.
It's only, well, dog, you only get, like 3/4 of a whole verse, like a whole verse on here.
I don't care, dog. This joint is hard. That freaking Slick Rick sample, and it's clearly punched. Like, it's clearly like done live. Like, it's not a loop. Like, it's like he's hitting it when it needs to be hit. It's like, believe it or not.
Dog,
the production, come on, man.
And then
sometimes
perfect.
He don't need it. It's not come. It's perfect.
This is the only
and
one.
And it goes with the lyrics.
What does it go with the lyrics? That was my question.
Come on, man. You got Charlie Wilson and Kid Cudi harmonizing, man. Come on,
dog.
Man. Come on, man.
The lyrics.
Charlie Wilson hit you with a Dewey. First of all, Charlie Wilson ain't Dewey in 15 years. You know what I'm saying? Even on Charlie Wilson's own stuff, he didn't Dewey. The last time we heard a Dewey from Charlie was on Snoop Dogg's album, It Pays the Cost to Be the Boss. He did a song with Snoop Dogg and Ludacris and You Got What I Want, and that's the last time I personally heard a Dewey from Charlie Wilson. Only Dewey's for the Gap Band. You know what I'm saying? You could pay Charlie Wilson to come through and do a track with you, but he's not gonna Dewey unless he's feeling it, point blank period. We got a Dewey from Charlie Wilson, and we need to get that Dewey respect. Hashtag Dewey.
Wow. I can't really argue with that. There's no arguing.
Come on, man.
I just think it's one verse.
You look up the lyrics, you're not going to see the Dewey in there. You feel it.
I mean,
it might be more, you know.
The song is like a continuation.
We might get a Yay Deluxe
edition. It's a continuation from like him talking, like at least the chorus anyway. It ties more to like him and Kim's relationship. And then it becomes, it's like a diss verse.
Oh, no. That ain't talking about Kim.
No, definitely not. It's like we're. It's just. I think it's because
the chorus. Is, Drake is the girl.
This is what
make no mistake, girl. I still love you.
God,
man. Drake's the girl.
This is when I. This is one of the ones that
Kim
makes
was
me
girl,
think
you
that
crazy.
This is one of like the rushed ones where he was like, okay, he's like you.
Girl,
probably, you
I still
had
love
be,
you, girl.
Even some of the lines that like hit home make me feel like ugh. Like when he's like, I had that on my books. It's been a shaky ass year. Let me make this clear so all y'all see. I don't take advice from people less successful than me. Huh? Like when he does that shit, I'm
yo,
like, oh, that's so
spitting.
Like that hits. But I'm also like, damn, maybe I still wish you would kind of see a therapist though. You know what I'm saying? It's like at the same time. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then of course he has to diss all the light skinned dudes. I think he's dissing everyone in the last line. I mean, it doesn't.
What you mean?
Huh?
What you mean?
He literally says, calm down, you light skinned.
So you telling me to calm down? Is that what's going on? I got hit by a stray bullet. Yours is coming. You know yours is coming.
Dutch. I already know where it's going. I hate this because I know how it ends. You know. Now we can all go right, to man. The actual best song on the album. Not even close.
Second best song.
No. Ghost yeah. Town. Come on, man. What more do you
want? Sleep Rig on Ghost Town?
What more do you want?
No. Ghost Town's great. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it birthed the super, it birthed the star, dog. I don't even know who is it 070 or 070 Shake? I'm not even sure.
Boy, when I looked her up, I felt so late. Like, dang. You know what I'm saying? All the people that put me on the indie music, they didn't tell me about her.
Nobody told me
I'm
about her.
I'm looking up Shake. I'm like,
did you even know she was on Good Music?
I knew she was on Good Music because people kept asking Pusha T about her, and she on Daytona, but I didn't know that. Like, I didn't know she was raw like that. You know what I'm saying? She had one of the dopest moments on the album. She have a chance moment.
She had two of the dopest moments. two of the dope. Like,
okay.
Even on this, like this one, like they let her outro the whole song. It's just her. She killed it.
Yeah.
This is a fuck. Yeah. Like this
and
is
it feels
the vibe.
Like it's riding that Cudi wave. Like it's like Cudi comes in and then he leaves. And then freaking Shake comes in and boy, you know, yeah.
And it's,
that's a beautiful, like, if that was its own song, and who knows, it might be a part of its own song, or it might have been a session that was its own song and turned into something, but
I think
I would
definitely
like to hear more.
Something.
I would like to hear a whole Shake Wyoming project.
Something's, like, it's gotta be.
Man.
Whatever else they got, I mean, I hope she shows up on Kitsy Ghost. Like, as far as, like, if there's gonna be anybody else to show up, I was like, please let it be her. I don't even need anybody else to make any guests.
Because I would like to hear more of her and Cudi.
Yeah.
On the same thing. Oh,
them two together is... Even, like I know Kanye is on it. I'm not... Him singing on it fits right in. It's just that, like...
Hey, man, Ye done got better at singing. I'm like, yo, y'all listen to this man hit them high notes and whatnot.
Yeah, that's not auto-tune.
I almost tried to do that verse, but I was like, you know what? I got plenty of episodes in the future to do other verses. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to practice that one.
I think I like... Actually, you know what? I went back every time I like go back and hear it because I listen to the song the most. I appreciate Kanye's verse more. I feel like this is probably the I don't want to say the kindest, but I'll at least say like one of the most sincere ways he's tried to express what's been going on, but like his, like the miscommunication between people when he's just like, I'm years ahead, but way behind, no half truths, just naked minds. What he's trying to like, I feel like that's just like another way to say something like free thought.
He's speaking to the bubble, you know, he's a millionaire, but he's, you know, detached. He has access to all the new technology, all the new stuff. He knows what's going to be, you know, the new styles to come out and everything. But at the same time, you know, clearly he missed a lot of history. He missed a lot of, you know, how things in the past affect still what's going on right now.
But also,
you know, it feels good to know that Ye is still the amounts of self-awareness on this. You know, I'm not going to be spoken to because unfortunately, Ye has taken himself away from the fact that he's for everybody. And that's cool. He's for us. But there's a lot of people that are going to comment on him and say that he's detached and, you know, are not going to accept the fact that he knows he's detached. Or at least is able in his music to express that.
I think
that's... No one expresses himself better musically than Ye does. Like, to me, Ye, like, that's the best way to find out what's going on with him. It's through the music, still.
I think, and this is kind of where I'd be like, when you hear something and you appreciate how he's talking about what he's going through, and you can still think to yourself, like, man, I still wish he gets help, or I still think, you know, still, like, maybe, like, worried about a little bit. But he's, like, his awareness is so on key, where he's, like, this not what we had in mind, but like maybe someday. It's like the dude really, really, really wants to connect with people. Like I honestly, because when we always say like whatever he's tweeting about, when he's tweeting about love and stuff, I think he's sincere. He's just not all the way there yet. I think the end goal is sincere, and I think that's probably what makes this song the best song to me on album. Even in just that word, it's the most sincere song. And probably the most beautiful song to me.
Why do you think it's called Ghost Town?
I haven't figured that out yet. I haven't really thought about it too much. I think I thought about it and I was like, I don't really have like a straight answer. And I haven't really come back. Have you?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Maybe, I don't know.
No, I haven't. I just was wondering if you know if we'll know more next week.
Yeah, I feel like that might be.
You know,
I feel like it's just like an intro.
I don't know, this line about the fentanyl, which they say is like, you know, the what killed Prince, and they say it's 50 times stronger than heroin, and you know, There's another line somewhere where Kanye talks about, or is that on, where is that where Kanye recently rapped that he learned from Prince and Michael Jackson? Was that on What Would Meek Mill Do? Anyway.
I don't know. I think it's on this album.
It's on this album?
I think so.
Yeah. So I don't know if it had something to do with that or if it had something to do with Kids See Ghosts. I don't know. But I'm curious, you know, people, I ain't even got to tell y'all to tweet because y'all going to be tweeting. So, you know, if y'all have an opinion, this is definitely time to chime in.
It's on Yikes. He's like, I can feel the spirits all around me. I think Prince and Mike was trying to warn me.
Yeah.
I got demons all on me. Devil been trying to make an army. Yeah, that's where it's on Yikes.
Okay.
I feel like the Cudi album is what's go like. I've seen a lot of people who've, here's the thing, as far as like people like, and I've said this before.
You better do a whole album with the other bird. I'm just saying.
I've been, when you asked me before on the other episodes, like Kanye canceled, and I've always said like, don't call him canceled. I think it's a pointless endeavor. And I wouldn't not listen. I don't like people like going out of their way to say that they're not listening. I want to see what happens when the Cudi album comes out.
Definitely not gonna listen to that. The type of person that doesn't listen to a Kanye album when it comes out, they definitely not gonna listen to a Cudi album at all.
I think it's a different mystique, but that's just me.
Nah, they not.
You never got it before.
What they gonna do is hear it. Yeah, but yes and no.
I mean, I can see, right? I know people, a lot of people tuned out Kid Cudi just because they're like, nah, that's just too depressing ass shit. It's not for me. But you never had a Cudi album before.
That's true.
So I don't know. We got one more song left. But we want to talk about it next time. We can just talk about it next time. We don't got to do it now.
Wait, what? Violent crimes?
Nah, man,
no, we got to talk about violent crimes, though. Come on, man.
Feel like, you know, we talked about a lot today. I'm not sure we really...
No, man, let's talk about violent crimes, man. Come on, man. No, man, you know, Saint didn't get a song. I'm sorry, it's 7 tracks. You know what I'm saying?
That's Baby A.
Shy didn't get a song. 7, I ain't worried about him. That's Baby A. But Nori got a song. You know what I'm saying? Maybe next album. Hey, we only 7 tracks. But it's so funny because he posted a video of Nori, and Nori was singing No Mistakes, because even at 4, she knows what the best song on the album is. Anyway, let's see. All In, Dreaming. Come on, like, Shake is killing it.
She kills it, man.
Like, I thought that was a sample.
I could go, like, honestly, if that was just, like, the song. If it was this, like, lullaby thing she was doing. I don't even know. I mean, I don't know, man. She's a singer. I just connect with her voice. I don't know what that shit is. I connect with her voice so much. Even, yeah, like, that pause.
Yeah, she sounds great.
That pause between, like, that intro and the chorus. It's so essential. I don't know why it's like a really subtle thing, man. It works so well. And Kanye is rapping on here. Now we gotta talk about what he's rapping about. But he is rapping.
Yeah, man. He's rapping basically, you know, about, you know, being a father and you know, dealing with karma, having a daughter, and, you know, wanting your daughter to have a great life, be successful and everything, but at the same time, not wanting her to grow up too fast, you know? And it's like, you think of all the, you know, Kanye got stacks, y'all already know that, Gucci this, Louis that, throw some D's on it, like, you know what I'm saying? You think of all the wild stuff Kanye has said, impregnated your mouth, you know what I'm saying? All that stuff, and it's like, man, you know, that karma, man, you know what I'm saying? Born in 88, how old is that? Old enough. You know what I'm saying? You think of all the lines and
this,
karma.
This is,
you know,
the one song I listen to.
And there's people that's been way worse. There's people that's been way worse than Kanye.
Of course.
But love this, you know, back to old school Kanye. People say they miss the old Kanye. Kanye made Living in a Movie. You know what I'm saying? You eat pieces of, for breakfast, you know, a reference to Happy Gilmore. We got plenty of movie references in here, you know.
Bad Boys too.
And Will Smith and Martin, do we have a problem? You know what I'm saying? Bad Boys too. Matter of fact, Marlon, this ain't Meet the Fockers. Come on, man. That's you know, that's this and Bad Boys 2 mixed together. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Who the fuck is Reggie?
You got to Meet the Parents sequel punctuated on the end. That's a triple movie reference in three lines, you know?
I don't know if I ever got that before. That might be a new record. I will. All right, here's what I'll say.
I don't know. Have you listened to Living in the Movie?
Yeah. I feel like this song, this was the only song where I actually like listened to other people's input, because I saw a lot of people talking about it, because it was something really weird to me about how he was talking about, I'll say, I don't know, the precautiousness of like having his daughter grow up. Some of it was kind of weird, only because I understood part of it.
I feel like that's what everyone says. They just don't say it that way. That's basically what they're saying when they're like, you hope your daughter don't grow up too fast, you know?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people were like, okay, that ties into the lazy.
Think about late registration.
Misogyny.
You know what I'm saying? When you have a daughter, that's what they call karma, and you hope that she don't go breast too soon. Like, it's an idea that he had in 05.
Yeah, I'm not trying. I went through the complete cycle is what I'm trying to say. I think I went through when I first heard the song and I was like, oh shit, I fucking know. I love this song. I feel the song. Like, if anybody who knows me knows, I got a little sister who's about to turn 6, and it's like, you know, I'm protective as hell. That ain't my daughter. That's my baby sister, but I'm protective as hell. She went to preschool, saw a picture of her, and it was like some dude. She was clearly laughing at something the dude said. My first instinct is like, yo, what the fuck is the dude saying? It's so funny. And why he's got a Grover? That's like, he's just trying to impress my sister with like a Grover thing. You get like a protective instinct, and that's the thing. Like, I connect with that very well, and then I listen to people and they go, okay, well, this is actually ties into lazy misogynistic thinking that, oh, you only care about a woman after you have a daughter, but not the people you see every day. I think there's a line. I think when he talks about,
I don't think this album negates that.
No, that's the thing. That's the thing. I think he's totally aware of it. That's the thing. Cause I saw a lot of people say like, well, but I think first of all, if that is Kanye's experience,
we're not giving him a trophy. He's saying what he's trying to say and we receiving it. Like, I think people like they want something else. They built this character that in their head, and like we are showing, I feel like, that all the clues that this is who he is was there, but people are in denial because that's not who they perceived him as. That's not who they wanted. That's not the guy that wears a collar shirt. That's not the guy that makes a song called Jesus Walks. That's what they projected onto him. But he has always been this guy.
I know that, and I think that the
point
thing
blank period, and you
is you have
that.
To appreciate he's actually
or
like
you
aware
just
of it.
Not.
Huh?
Yeah,
I'm saying that's what I'm saying. When he says like she can't comprehend the danger she in, or he's talking you know, about the next thing. I actually think a lot of people say, okay, this is kind of like a letter about his daughter. I think it can be if you think about it, and maybe it's a leap. Maybe some people just say maybe he could have put more in there. But for me, I think you could be a dude and grasp this shit and be a different dude. It's like, you don't got to be just a lesson about him. It can be, I think that people aren't giving him enough credit for recognizing his own flaws here and not dismissing them, but saying like, yo, you can learn, you could probably learn from this shit because there is a cycle. Like, the reason it ends like it does is not to say that I'm still scared of my karma. It's just like, I think he'd want to break the cycle. You know what I'm saying? Not just between like girls having to go through it, but for guys having to be that dude. That's all it is. I just think this song is probably the one where people can probably have the most discussion from. It's like outside of Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of this is like, you know, it's so like about his, giving you a snapshot into how it is to go through, like, you know, being the mind, the ups and downs. This is the one song like, okay, you could take that and if you're going to write an article about something, do it about this, but at least make it fair. I think it's unfair to, I just think it's the only one that's like, you don't have to be so lazy to think that he's lazy, if that makes any sense. Whatever. I love this song.
And then there's the, you know, the, I think it's real cool that he showed that Nicki, you know, send him that message. And some people are like, oh, this is a chess move because Drake's coming, blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, you know, it's cool that there was a
why don't nobody just ask Nicki? Why the fuck do we gotta make everything about like, oh, we got pawns in the beef? Come on, man. Just let her.
What you mean?
I mean, like, if people think it's a chess
move. Laura Bancroft.
Huh?
Laura Bancroft. She also wrote that.
Okay. I don't really care about that. I don't, like, that doesn't really tie into the song for me. I mean, it ties in, I get it.
You been core. I've been on Laura Bancroft.
Oof. That's such a bad line.
I think it's dope. And also, you know, amongst the homenages, you know, people could see that as like a dig, but you know, it's not a dig because it came from Nicki. So it's like, you know, I don't know. To me, I thought that was dope.
It's a good song. I mean, if we're gonna like, if I'm gonna give
it some, you know, it's a nod to Nicki. It's a reference to Monster, you know, and how she performed on that, how she got the job done on that, how she was professional on that. But then also it's wordplay on her name. It's a dope line, and you know, he cited his sources at the end. He gave her credit, and you know. There's a thing, okay, there was a thing last week where people were saying Kanye is there's a thing where Kanye was not supposed to get any of the flack for like having ghostwriters and stuff, and Kanye never claimed to be a top MC. But I don't think that's true. I think that's a narrative that's been created with like information we have. But if you listen to Graduation, Kanye is definitely talking that talk like he's a top rapper. You know, if you listen to the Lollipop remix, you listen to anything from that era, you know, Kanye's talking like he's the number one rapper.
I remember when they used to do like Hottest MCs on like MTV.
They used to do Hottest MCs. No one ever said anything about collaborative effort on those MTV lists. Exactly. Yeah. You know, a couple of years, Kanye was number one on that list. So I feel like that's a new narrative that people are putting on Kanye, and it would be convenient for us to ride that, but it's not accurate, you know?
I mean...
I love the album. I thought it was solid. People were already trying to rank it. Is it too early to rank it? Where would you rank it? Could you rank it? What do you think?
No, I don't want to. I don't know. I just like this is one that I need time with. Like when I like this a lot more than I thought I would.
I think I like it more than I like Pablo.
I like it way more than I like Pablo.
I like it more than I like Yeezus.
Definitely for me. I just think that I appreciate it more. Post, obviously, in a post 808s world, I think, because I remember when I first heard 808s, and I was like the first at least big shift, and I wasn't ready for it, and I was like, I'm not listening to this, and then it wasn't until later, like you had to be like in a mood to get it, kind of, or you had to be open up to that mood, and I was way more open to this and more curious about at least what he had to say. You know, you put I'm Bipolar on the album cover, I'm like, okay. What do you got to say about it? And is it just easier to take in? And I think the vibe that he was going for, the musicality was probably, I like it. I like that way more than I think I'm even like admitting right now, like a lot. And I think it just kind of keeps growing. It's got its flaws. I don't know where I'm not going to try to rank it. Is it great overall? I don't know. I think it's like maybe too small. I just think it has like some amazing elements. A couple of songs like I really love. It's just, I mean, I just keep it like that simple. There's more stuff I want. There's more stuff I'm looking forward to. You know, all that stuff that we thought, you know, maybe you were going to get. People were like, oh, Kanye about to make a Trump album. You didn't get any of them. Mentioned them once. I think all that stuff that we had a problem with, and I still have a problem with, but I mean, you asked me how I feel about the music. This is how I feel about the music. It's still got its flaws, but I mean, I think that he keeps opening up the flaws, and you gotta appreciate it. That's all I can see. I think it's an energy thing. It's weird. Sometimes we hear Kanye talk about like energy and manipulating and that Tai Chi shit he was talking about, but when you listen to it, it makes sense. That's kind of a scary thing, but it makes sense.
Yeah, I hate this like whole thing where people don't want to listen to me talk about it because they think that I'm going to be biased. And it's like, I'm not going to be biased. Like, you know, it's known that Kanye is my favorite, but, you know, like this thing happening where people feel like if you're a stan, you can't be objective. And I disagree with that. Like, I feel like stans are the people who are the most harshest, you know? Like, if you're a diehard, then you have a bar. You have something that you expect from your favorite that you want them to, you know, excel towards. And I think that this album definitely did that. Like, I definitely was, like, impressed and surprised and intrigued. And, you know, there were some times where I cringed. There were some times where I loved. There were some sounds that I was like, man, like, you know.
Some of his production sounds is like some of the best shit to me, it's some of the best shit he's done. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Some of it's just up there. You can't get away from
it.
Yeah. You know, I will still say, like, as far as order of, like, you know, what he did the best, the just how it sounds is clearly the best. You can take some of the lyrics. I don't even got to listen to many of them. I won't remember a lot of them. I won't come back and try to, like, quote a lot of them. But the musicality is just too, good. He just, that's an undeniable thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I don't know. I really like the idea of 7 tracks. I really like the idea of 20 minutes in and out with this sort of thing. When it feels complete, when it feels polished, when it like sounds like it does.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, and I think part of that is just the state of what Ye can't afford. He can't afford to, like, you know, have people critical of the execution, because he has a lot on his plate right now. He has a lot of other stuff that people can be critical of. And it's clear that he's cognizant of that. And it's clear that he gave us something that, you know, if you shopping in the mall and Violent Crimes comes on, you're not going to flinch like, oh, why are they playing this rap music? You're just going to be like, oh, man, this is the best mall music I ever heard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that song could play it at JCPenney's and it would just be like, hey, what was that? Turn that back on. You know what I'm saying? That's when people just need to be out and these songs just need to come on and they need to be like, wait, that's, why is that called? Who is that? Kanye West. Oh, man, you know, I don't even support Kanye after blah, 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 you know.
I mean, he's still going to struggle
after
with it.
Stacey Dash in his video. You know how people be like changing their narrative? They be making it like they was the first person to cancel Kanye. Yeah, ever since Stacey Dash was in the All Falls Down video, I haven't listened to Kanye West, you know, ever since. And about the American Music Awards. Ever since he jumped on stage,
I think this is why people think you're biased, Rob. It's because you go so hard on the, like, these people don't matter, man. Like, that shit don't matter.
Yeah, that's why you hear that Ebro Chris said you don't matter.
not to what we doing. Not to the Book of Us podcast, no.
Yeah, man.
This is good. I think this deserves to go 7 songs. And now people can leave us alone.
Yeah, he's saying out there that came to the Haste tour, man. I really appreciate y'all. The times where I was like, does anybody listen to the podcast? And some of y'all raised your hands and some of y'all cheered and stuff. In Birmingham, y'all let me perform the entirety of Lift Yourself. You know, I do feel disappointed. There was no Whoopity Scoop on this album. You know what I'm saying? I really was expecting at least some Whoopity Scoop. But, you know, maybe next week we'll get some Cuddy Scoop. You know what I'm saying? Wow. And some Kanye Whoopity. You got anything else?
Off the top of my head, no. We had an hour and a half, man. We talked about a lot. I mean, I feel like we doing these weekly episodes, trying to stay consistent. You know, people been really aggressive.
Man. Yeah.
But we gotta keep doing it. We got a few more albums.
Nah, I feel like this is a classic, man.
What?
It's a classic.
It's a what?
This is a classic episode of the podcast.
Oh, I thought you meant the album. I was like, man, you jumping. All right.
This is the realest pod in the club since in the club.
Man. All right, Rob. I guess that's the cue. I gotta let you finish. This is a Bookie A podcast. We'll be back next week to talk about Kitsy Ghosts and whatever the fuck is else happening in the world. But thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for sticking with the podcast.
You
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.